Well, it's a very warm welcome to Jagzone Live, listeners from throughout the UK and the world, as we prepare for our third last game of the season, our final away visit of the campaign. It's here at McDermott Park. It's an overcast day, thankfully quite dry. Pitch looks in excellent condition, and Thistle set to try and increase what has been an incredible run between St Johnson and Thistle this season. Four games played, three in the league, one in the Scottish, all away wins. St Johnson winning twice at Firhill, the Jags winning the corresponding league fixture here in a never-to-be-forgotten afternoon with Abdul Osman's last-minute winner. And then the Scottish Cup victory, 1-0, Adam Barton's goal in a game where Thistle lined up with strange formations and strange fullbacks on a day when we had none fit. And of course, Thistle started off that game in chaotic fashion, managing to fool the St Johnson manager as to exactly what way Thistle were playing. It was quite an afternoon. My guest today is one of the younger lads. It's Mark Lamont, who we've seen his name on the team sheet many a time, yet to get some minutes on the pitch, but I'm sure that day is getting nearer and nearer. Mark, good afternoon.
All right.
Very important game for Thistle, as we've said, and two changes to the starting 11 this afternoon. Out goes Chris Erskine and Stevie Lawless. They're relegated to the substitutes bench. Danny Devine is back in. He plays at centre-back. And Adi Aziz comes into the side as well. And Thistle will line up in a 3-5-2 formation with Thomas Cherney in goal. A back three of Niall Keown, Danny Devine and Liam Lindsay. The overlapping wing-backs will be on the right, Christy Elliott. On the left, Callum Booth. It'll be Abdul Osman sitting in that middle three. Adam Barton and Ryan Edwards will have license to get forward. Not quite 100% sure as to whether Duels will play up with Adi off or the other way around. Needless to say that both of them will certainly have the license to get into the danger zone and hopefully get some counters in this one. St Johnson line up with Alan Manis, Tom Scobie, Stephen McLean, David Watherson, Danny Swanson, Joe Shaughnessy, Paul Payton, Richard Foster, Brian Easton, Liam Craig and Graham Cummings. Their subs are Blair Alston, Clive Smith, Michael Coulson, Chris Kane, Craig Thompson, Ali Gilchrist and goalkeeper Sandy Clark. Xander Clark, should I say, just for... To keep everything right, our subs, David Amu, Chris Erskine, Stevie Lawless, Neil McLaughlin, Kevin Nisbet, Andy McCarthy and goalkeeper Mark Ridgers. Referee for this afternoon's game is Stephen Finney. He'll be in charge. I'm going to give you a big stat about the referee, Stephen Finney. The last referee to award Thistle an away league penalty. It was 3 years ago and it was 63 games ago. That is quite an incredible record since we were last awarded an away league penalty. Mark, good for you, as I say, to join us this afternoon and getting more and more of a feel of what it's like to be around the first team, and it must make you hungry for a little bit more, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's brilliant. I'm really enjoying it now. That was my aim last year, to this year get more involved with the first team, and hopefully I can do enough this year, maybe get a few minutes, and if not this year, next year.
Absolutely. I spoke to the manager about the development squad and how it's progressing, and what he basically said is when you got your turn on the bench was that you had thoroughly deserved it. You had, I wouldn't quite say turned things around, but what you had done was you had moved up a notch, and he said obviously things have been good on the pitch. Do you feel that there has been progression this year?
Yeah, I was doing all right, but I felt as if I wasn't doing enough, so I worked on my game and my fitness and different aspects of it, and I feel as if I'm providing a lot more now in the game than I feel as if I have put my game to the next level.
Absolutely. And one of the big things, I suppose, Mark, is the ability now to train with the first team on a daily basis. When you're training with the development squad, it has some sort of stability about it, but the bottom line is when the opportunity comes to train with the first team, it makes a huge difference, doesn't it?
Yeah, training with the first team is just a different standard. You feel as if you need to be confident, but when you go in there, because it's no easy if you're only you need to want the ball and that, and just play your own game and impress the gaffer. But much better, the standards just better, makes you a better player.
Let's look to today's game then, and we look at the squad and we see a couple of changes. First of all, Danny's back in at centre of defence, which gives us a three-man central defence. Adi Aziz brings a pacey option up front. We take out Erskine, we take out Lawless. It looks as though it's a team that's going to be built more and trying to be solid and tight rather than having the flair and excitement which these two can bring.
Yeah, the gaffer likes to change it about the formation. I feel as if the team are good to both, even if it's a 4-2-3-1 or a 3 at the back. But I think we beat them last year a 3-point, so I think we'll do well today.
I don't know if you were here for the Scottish Cup tie, but Thistle had to play a 3-4-3 that day with, I think, Sean Welsh and Ryan Edwards were the fullbacks that day. And what we did was we caught them on the hop, but as the team kicked off, we lined up in completely the wrong formation for 30 seconds. And it seemed to work because we scored early on and they didn't know what we were doing.
Yeah, I know. Some games just go like that. But it was good.
Absolutely. St Johnstone, a team still with a lot to play for. Hearts losing is an interesting result earlier on because it means we've still got a good chance of catching them. I think to do that we have to win today, yeah. Because of what the two outstanding fixtures that we have left. But St Johnstone know that they are basically one step away from confirming European football, so this game should have an edge about it.
If they won, they one step away for that. If we won, we are 1 point away for Hearts, so, and that will give the boys confidence going into the Aberdeen game. And what's the last one again?
Celtic Thursday and Aberdeen Saturday. So from the perspective of that, I think once we get our position settled, the manager may want to try and give some time to the three boys that are on the bench today, plus yourself, if at all possible. But as you'll hear from him in a minute when we're talking in interview, he's quite right when he says it's easy just to say let's give them games, but you guys have got to earn that right. And he's very keen that you work hard in training, you do all the right things, and you get a call because you deserve a call rather than because it's what some managers do.
Yeah, I think that's the way it should be. Look, there's no reason for him just to put us in because we're young. We need to earn the chance to go on the pitch for the first team, and hopefully some of us have earned it, and if not, maybe can see in the next few weeks to maybe put us on.
Absolutely, we'll hear from the manager in just a moment or two. But Mark, when you sum up your season, started off as we know you as a winger. As the season wore on, you tended to become more central. I think that probably has added something to your game. But the thing I like most is the ability to do something fairly spectacular. Great shot, a lot of exciting goals in that. But I think, as I said, that change, that switch from wide to central, has it made you a better all-round player, do you think?
I think when I've got the ball, I'm a better player. I just need the ball and my feet. And I feel like at certain mid, I can get be more involved in the game, more influential. Out wide, it's a position where one game you can get a lot of it, and one game you might... maybe get a few touches each half, but I prefer getting on the ball centre mid, but I'm happy to play out wide as well.
And of course there was the excellent Player of the Year awards just a couple of weeks ago. Development Player of the Year was Neil McLaughlin, but you were one of the three players nominated, and that wasn't an easy task. You must have been very, very pleased about that.
I was pleased, but you couldn't see me by nearly. We scored so many goals this year for us. And he deserved it this year, definitely.
Well, it's time to move on to our first interview of the afternoon, and we're going to hear from Alan Archibald, who I caught up with on arrival here at McDermott Park. Alan, we've arrived here at McDermott Park. Once again, everything's set for you for a game that we look to try and carry on what has been a very happy hunting ground for us.
Yeah, it has been. It's been a strange couple of seasons with us in St Johnstone. They seem to have a better record at our place, and we've got a better one here. So long may that continue, certainly at the end of this season, and hopefully we'll get the 3 points today.
Absolutely. There's still a great debate as to whether we're a better team at Firhill or a better team away from Firhill. The points are pretty eachy-peachy, but this is our last chance to impress away from home this season.
Yeah, as we've travelled well this year, I think a lot of good positive performance away from home, whether it be wins or draws, and hopefully we can do that again today. And the pitch looks good as well, which is an added bonus, and it's lush as well with a bit of water on it, so it should definitely help us play a bit of decent football today.
Last few weeks it's been basically a team that more or less picked itself because of injuries and suspensions, but a bit of thinking to do today.
Yeah, it's the most numbers we've had in recent weeks in terms of training this week as well. I think we did 18 or 20, so no, it's definitely much better, and you've got selection problems and good choices to make as well.
When we played them in the Scottish Cup up here, you surprised them in all sorts, in the way we shaped up, the way we started the first 30 seconds of the game. Will there be a bit of guesswork to be done by their manager today?
No, I don't think so. When he sees the team, I think he'll know the way we're setting up. It's quite evident once he sees the three centre-backs playing, it more or less picks itself in terms of formation. Look, it's a formation we're playing today. We're back to 3-5-2 today. We've got two strikers on the pitch. We've got a big week ahead, and we need to utilise everybody in the squad as well. We're well aware of that as well. We've got good options today, and we can mix it up. St Johnstone are hard team to play against, we're well aware of that, so I think the team we've picked today will give us a good chance to go and win the game.
Absolutely, perhaps our last chance to put any sort of pressure on Hearts in order to try and finish fifth, so there's still plenty to play for.
Yeah, no, definitely, without a shadow of a doubt. And even if we don't catch Hearts, there's still a lot to play for. In terms of I'm still learning about our squad as well, and can we adapt to playing different shapes and formations. And we've learned in the last couple of weeks, we've played some really good football. I think the last 2 weeks especially, the last two games, Hearts and Rangers, probably some of the best football we've played in the whole season, not just the second half.
No Erskine, no Lawless to start the game. Does that mean we look for a bit of solidity over maybe a little bit of flair?
Yeah, I think so, a bit of both. I think we're playing against a really good side today, an organised team that are very strong at set plays as well, and that's how we've changed a little bit as well. And we're thinking about the big week ahead, the big week, and we want to include everybody in that, and it makes people get good options for bench as well, a really strong bench today as well, and we'll think about that in the coming weeks.
And we've talked before about the possibility of getting some of those younger boys some minutes. It really depends on how the game's going, I suppose, as to whether you get that opportunity, doesn't it?
Yeah, and they've got to earn it as well. It's not just about throwing people in for the sake of throwing them in, they've got to earn it. And Chris Dolan, now I want Kevin Nisbet in the team as well, partially, but you want to get Addy the best chance he can get, and I also want Chris Dolan to score as many goals as he can. He's in a great bit of form now, and that's how I don't want to take him out of the team.
Absolutely. I think the key to this game is first goal, isn't it?
I think if you look at the record, yeah, it's got a big, big part to play in it. And the good thing is, even if Johnstone do get the first goal today, I think if we need to change things up, we can certainly do that for the bench and the personnel on the pitch also.
Let's wish you well.
Cheers, Michael. Thank you.
Yep, that's the thoughts of manager Alan Archibald, who we caught up with on arrival here at McDermott Park. Mark, you might have some good memories yourself of McDermott Park. Had a SFA Youth Cup victory here earlier on in the campaign. Surface-wise, looks great. I don't think there should be any excuses for not being able to have a good, high-quality game of football today.
No, I was on the pitch there. It's good. It looks better from a distance, but it's still good. But I think the boys will do well on the pitch.
Absolutely. 3-5-2 formation, you were talking earlier on about formations, and it's, I think this year in particular, it's become more and more of a topic of conversation as to how important formations are. And I think the beauty of this one, which makes it very difficult for the manager, is whatever formation we play, we do seem to be able to adapt to it and play well with it.
Yeah, the boys really suit either one, and I just think different games, it just suits it. I think the gaffer gets it right every time normally, and I think they'll do well with the 3-5-2 today. I think it's the right game to do the 3-5-2 as well, as the gaffer was saying in the interview there.
St Johnstone are a side, and we've talked about that, they're horrible to play against, and that's not a criticism of them, it's just how important the first goal in these games are, because if they go 1-0 up, as they proved at Firhill on both occasions this year, the first half at Firhill in the game they beat us 1-0, we were brilliant, couldn't score. They went up the field and scored, and it became the most ugliest, horrible, rotten game to watch. But that's credit to them, the way they play.
It's horrible to play against, but it works, because they seem to get the same kind of spot every year. So they must be doing something right, and that's the players they've got, so they may as well utilise that and use it well.
It's been quite a year for ourselves, of course, as we've said. And here we are sitting in sixth place, made the top six, a whole load of games going on in that lower split today. Motherwell and Hamilton, what an incredibly tough, horrible game that's going to be. And we can play in such a more relaxed manner. But it's just a sign of how big an improvement this club has made in the last 12 months.
Yeah, it's brilliant. It's a great achievement. But the gaffer doesn't want, even in training, it's a bit more relaxed, but he still wants the same standards. He doesn't want to... He doesn't want to be relaxed in games. He wants to win everything he can get to win. So it's great around the football club now.
In the grand scheme of things, sixth or fifth doesn't really make a huge difference other than a few pence in the financial terms. But I suspect from a player's perspective, it just looks better on the CV if you're fifth rather than sixth, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, if you're sixth and you can get fifth, who wouldn't want to get that? Even better achievement. But even if we can't get fifth, it's still a great achievement this year.
Would you say it's the last chance saloon today to try and put some pressure on Hearts?
I think we would need to take 3 points today, maybe get fifth, but you never know. You never know.
Absolutely. St Johnstone, as we've talked about, missing a couple of key players. Stephen Anderson, centre-back, very experienced, good quality. good quality player. He's missing, but apart from that, the nucleus of their side is pretty strong. They've got a bit of flair. They've got a goal scorer in Stephen McLean. They've got good fullbacks. Richard Foster's had a terrific season. Graham Cummings up front alongside McLean has certainly been a handful to play against. Is Swanson, though, the key? I thought in the cup game, I thought he underachieved and really should have put pressure on our two fullbacks that day. And I thought he made it very easy for Sean Welsh on that particular occasion. But he's still a very good player, isn't he?
I think he's the one you'd pick out in that team, like, to create something. All of them, like, they're like a dogfight with him. They all like it, then they give it to him, and he'll make something happen. And McLean's good as well. I think I like him as a striker. But Swanson's the one for me, I think, you need to watch.
Absolutely. Well, we're going to move on to our second interview this afternoon, and I caught up with Callum Booth earlier on in the week to get his thoughts on this particular encounter.
Callum, obviously a sore one last week, so how do we get that set to the back of the mind and fully focus on the last three games?
By getting a win on Saturday, that would definitely help. Obviously, as you said, it was a sickener. So many late goals this season. It's been a great season for the club, and it's been good. But you know, it's a case of where we could have been if all these last minute goals. So it's definitely something we need to start putting right now, building into next season. And Saturday's a good chance to try and get a good result and finish the last week of the season on a good run.
I think it's 9 in the last 10 minutes and 5 in injury time of goals that we've lost. Once, all right, can happen, but that seems to be something more than just luck or coincidence, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. As you said, a couple of times a season, fair enough, probably happens to most teams, but the amount that we have, but no one can really put their finger on it. I mean, 80th minute against Rangers, thought we were absolutely cruising. Didn't think they'd had a shot on target, and maybe that's where, maybe that's where some complacency comes into place. But yeah, it's something we need to put right, and yeah, it's just one of those things.
St Johnson then, I think the key for this one is get the first goal.
How?
Because they're a horrible team to play against when you concede the first goal.
Yeah, no, definitely. They showed that at Fir Hill when they beat us 1-0 and they scored the first goal. And you're right, the second half is probably one of the worst at Fir Hill all season. It wasn't great. So definitely, we've done all right up there the last couple games. So hopefully we can continue that and yeah, get that first goal definitely.
Yeah, absolutely. What we can expect from the game is fairly open until that first goal goes in. And then the whole dynamic's changing. This is the team that it changes most against, isn't it? They're the most difficult to play against.
Yeah, first goal is vital in this league, but especially against St Johnstone. I think, as you said, if they get it, it's really tough to break them down, and they all seem to know what they're doing as soon as they get that first goal. So yeah, we need to start the game well, and you know, we won the cup game up there. Big Bart scored early on, and we managed to hold on. So yeah, hopefully we can get that first goal. It's definitely massive in every game in the league, but as you said, more so against St Johnstone.
Yeah, I mean, the final position in the league table is going to be 5th or 6th. I don't know if it makes fantastically much of a difference if it's 5th or 6th, but there's a psychological aim that 5th would be better than 6th.
Yeah, definitely want to finish up as high as we can. You know, we had a great chance against Hearts if we'd held on, and again, if we'd held on against Rangers, I suppose we would have been sitting in fifth comfortably. But that's gone now, and we've got one more week of the season left to try and catch Hearts and finish in fifth place. And yeah, it's better to finish fifth and sixth and get a couple more money and everything. So it's definitely a aim of ours.
Absolutely. It looks as though there's a month break for you guys, roughly, between the last game and then coming back for pre-season. Not ideal compared to what it used to be, but that's life as a modern footballer, isn't it?
It is, yeah. It seems this every year the summers get shorter and shorter, so we're down to a month now. But yeah, it's still a month off, still good time for us. And we've had quite a few international breaks this season, and we also had the week off in January, and then the club took us away. So I don't think we can moan too much about the time off. We've had a lot this season. You know, probably too much sometimes with international breaks. I'd rather they got crammed out the way. So yeah, a month off, and we'll recharge the batteries and look forward to coming back next pre-season. Most of the boys are signed up, so looking forward to it already.
Absolutely, and obviously to better next year, everybody needs to just be a little bit better than they were this year. It's going to be difficult because a lot of you guys have had really, really good seasons.
Yeah, it's going to be hard, but that's what everyone on a personal note wants to do, is get better again next season, improve next season, and as a club as well. You know, it's hard You know, we've got top six, which is great, but you know, you've seen teams like, look at Motherwell, they got top six last season and look where they are now. So to do it 2 years in a row is always harder, I think. So next season with Hibs coming up as well, and potentially Dundee United, you know, it could well, it's going to be a harder league obviously next season as well. So yeah, it's going to be hard, but that's what our aim will probably be at the start of the season.
And young James coming back as well, I'm assuming he's going to be back to challenge you for a place, and you've got to now see him as serious competition given how well he's done at East Fife.
Yeah, definitely he's been training with us for I think 2 years now, and you can see he's improving and he's getting better, and by all accounts he's done really well at East Fife. So definitely, yeah, I'm sure he'll come back rearing to go pre-season and be chapping at the door. Yeah,
Calum, let's wish you well for Saturday first of all, and then when the summer comes, have a nice break.
Thank you very much, cheers.
Yep, that's the thoughts of Callum Booth and Mark Lamont, my guest today. Mark, I'm looking at the players out on the park today, and when you watch in training, is there one in particular that you try and, I wouldn't quite say model yourself on, but try and take as much info in from?
Yeah, there's a few. I think Banzo, and even if he's getting back, I think the way he does things is brilliant. His energy, and the way he plays football, I think he's just one of the best trainers as well, I think, like, around about the club.
It must be good to see him back in training. I think the manager's more or less said he won't feature against Celtic or Aberdeen. I think some of us may have hoped he would get some minutes against Aberdeen, but a fully fit Banzo adding to this squad, which won't change dramatically for next season, this can only be a good thing.
Definitely. Banzo knows his cell, he won't want to rush into it. He doesn't need to play the last two games, he wants to get ready, so he's raring to go for the start of the season. And I think it'll just make this team stronger when Banzo's back.
Absolutely. It's going to be tough for this squad to better next year, but that's got to be their aim. And it's got to be the aim of everybody, whether it's an established first team player or somebody like yourself trying to get in there, to come back in the end of June when pre-season training starts and really put a marker down quickly.
Yeah, that's the aim, to impress the gaffer early on, and hopefully he takes a liking. And then, but if he's going to be doing that, if he wants to get better than sixth, if he wants to get fifth, fourth next year, if he will be wanting to get in next year for pre-season.
Imagine games only lasted 89 minutes instead of 90 plus injury time this year, we'd be sitting fourth, challenging third, I think.
Could be in Europe next year if we went 89 minutes. That's just how games go sometimes. But still a great achievement. But if you do look at that, we could have been so much better.
Well, summer holidays for you can only be a week or so away, Mark. I take it you'll be off somewhere hot and sunny, as all footballers tend to do.
Yeah, I can't wait for a bit of sun. I know we had it for a few days now, but I think that's definitely a way now.
Absolutely. Well, Mark, have a good summer. Come back strong, and we hope to see you really challenging with all the other boys from the development squad into that first team for next season. And well done for an excellent campaign this year.
Cheers, thanks a lot.